You're listening to the world-famous three-time award-winning Biggs and Barr Show. On
Shay 106. Good morning, I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show. Thank you for joining us. We're inside our 30 Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, which means we're coming up on our one-year anniversary here at Shay.
Yeah, imagine that.
I know, eh? Crazy. And people have been so nice to us and so good to us in Ottawa. Just the area has been really warm and welcoming that we thought we would, for the month of August, return the favor as much as we can in these COVID times with a whole bunch of good deeds. So we head out. We went out yesterday and we did one. And we'll talk about that later in the show. And it involved goose poop.
Yeah.
And we have another one we want to do today. At least one. We're going to bang off as many. I hope we do more than 30. I mean, we should be able
to. There's a good chance we'll do more than 30.
Just scheduling and COVID. So we'll talk about that later in the show. But again, if you have any suggestions, you can always fire them in.
Mm-hmm.
To just text the word D and then whatever you want to 762-555. A lot of decks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it unbelievable how many people want to?
A lot of decks stated.
Like, it's just never, every day there's a new deck. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, there's a lot of decks that needs to work on.
And hedges.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, both irritating, I'm sure. So we got that. There's a cover song list, right? The favorite cover song that people really, really like.
Yes. There is.
Now, these are by famous bands, not just like Steve and...
Yeah, not just like me and my bass.
Yeah, Steve and the Twisters down there on Bank Street.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Wow. It's probably not a good band name, but I would be intrigued, though, if I walked by a sign and it said, Plague Inside, Steve of the Twisters. I'd be like, oh, I gotta see. I gotta see if they're twisting.
They wear a lot of leather, I would think.
Is that what you would assume? Oh, what kind of twisting are you thinking about?
Yeah, well, there's a few things you could twist.
Yeah, there are.
And then you'd shout.
Yeah. And it's not Steve and the Twisting Shouters.
No, it's not.
It's just Steve and the Twisters.
No. Yeah.
By the way, that's copyrighted. You can't steal that band
name. Okay.
Yeah. And some COVID updates. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
All right. Are you good?
Perfect.
Everyone's great.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
I'm starting to open up and a few COVID updates for you quick here. Some museums.
Oh, good.
And heritage sites.
Because all the old stuff was going to go bad if it didn't open up.
It's stuff to do.
Oh, I know.
There's so little to do. But the Billings Estate National Historic Site opens today. Cumberland Heritage Village Museum, the Fairfields Heritage House, the Nepean Museum, and Pineys Point Historic Site.
Oh, okay.
So all those are opening up.
So, nice. I assume.
Which one are we going to do today?
Oh, like none.
Okay.
The social distancing.
Yeah, all that stuff applies.
Masks and sanitizer. All that
and stuff. They have a little reduced hours, so you just check their hours to see.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, hey, you know what? People are. Dying to find stuff to do, right? So
yeah, I guess so. I know people are upset with the plan to put kids back to school.
Yes.
Like, you were never going to make everyone happy. Like, not once, anytime, on any issue ever.
No.
Like, you could give someone $1 million in cash and they'd complain that the bills were crinkled.
Right. Yeah.
But that's true. So it's not surprising. And I mean, some of them are justified, I guess.
I think the biggest concern is that most of the kids will not be in any sort of smaller classroom size.
Right.
So how are they supposed to social distance?
Well, that's why they have masks.
When you got 28 kids. I know, but they're going to touch everything. They're kids, man.
Yeah.
Like, do you know kids?
Adults
can't. You ever met a kid?
Can't do it.
Yeah, adults can't even behave. How kids, are the children?
To be honest, kids might do better.
They might.
I've been really impressed. Like, you see like a small child, and I'm like, wow, they're wearing that mask, no issue. And it looks funny because the masks are so big compared to their face. It's like all they have are just eyes.
Like, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of stupid kids out there. But there are a lot of stupid adults, too. But I coached hockey and a little bit of soccer for the better part of 10 years or so. And I don't think kids get enough credit sometimes for how they're able to figure stuff out. Because they don't have all that other adult crap going on in their heads. They just sort of, sometimes they just figure stuff out and it's all right.
They're easier to mold sometimes for the most part as a group.
Yeah, I guess so.
When you give them free time.
Sure.
Like, look at all the rules that have changed since when we were kids. Like, we were basically, it was just Lord of the Flies out there on that playground, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was,
that's true.
And all those rules have changed, and they seem to be okay, you know? Mm-hmm. So maybe they'll be all right once they learn that they can't. Yeah. I don't know.
I think kids should be given a little more credit than we do give them.
I don't know. I don't think so. But and not in a negative way. I just mean maybe
I'm biased because I saw them in like an organized manner where like there was a certain mindset already.
Well, yeah, because you said one of your least favorite thing is screaming children, right?
Yeah, like kids for no reason. You have me go to a children's birthday party. You might as well just like cut my ears out because that's the worst. But organized.
Not off.
No, like out. Cut them out.
Cut them right out. Like right to the core. Yeah,
like take an apple core, jam it in each ear and just take it out.
Right to his brain stem. Do not leave a single piece of that ear canal in Jason's head.
But organized, like children gathered for like a like a purpose.
Oh, sure.
Not just errant children.
Yeah.
I'm fine with. Like I get along well with them.
School's going to be a tough one. It's really going to be tough. Yeah. For, but
well, and the teachers
people
too,
can't
right?
go back to work, right?
The teachers don't want to go because they, why do I have to stand up in front of them? Well, you're the teacher.
Right, especially some of the older teachers, right? Maybe it's a conspiracy theory to get some of the older teachers out.
Oh, wow.
That's what you think, yeah.
I mean, have them volunteer to not go back to work.
Right.
Not have them
not
die.
Murdered, yes, let's be clear. Okay, it's not a conspiracy.
Before we get complaints.
Yeah.
Nobody wants the teachers to get sick.
No.
But you cannot... You can't have one without the other.
Right. You can
can't
understand
have the world return to work without the kids returning to school. You just can't. So.
And you can understand why maybe an older person who is a teacher might be a little concerned about their health.
For sure.
Makes sense.
Those, the 30 disease bags are about to walk in and
like
start.
On a good year.
Touching each other's nose.
Yeah.
Like I was
canals.
Never sicker than when my kids started to go to school.
Oh,
like
for
every
sure.
September, like guaranteed I'm ill.
Yeah.
Some other kid was, you know, picking his nose and then wiping it on the pencil sharpener or whatever.
And those coughs where your eyes, the kids' eyes bug out.
Oh, yeah. Parents who didn't teach their kids to
cover their mouths
and cough and they just like. Spray phlegm everywhere.
Let's just be glad we don't have to make any of the decisions or face people when you do.
No.
Because no
true.
One's happy. Yeah.
And my kids are all out of school, so I mean, I don't really care at all.
No, you just make a new bong, son?
I am just an observer. Yeah, my son makes bongs. Great. A glass blower.
That's another day.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto what? Auto what?
Hey, it's Auto what? We got 5 trivia questions for you. You got 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass and come back, but you got to get them all in, and your first answer for each one is the one that counts. Pow!
Well, okay.
Yeah, we have Martin on the phone here.
Hey, Martin.
How you doing?
We're good. You seemed a bit confused on our first chat. Are you, have you recovered? Are you ready to go? You hear us clearly? Everything's good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go.
Good luck.
In what state was the largest ever salmon weighing in at 97 pounds caught?
Alaska.
In what Lebanese city was a massive explosion in yesterday?
Beirut.
In what movie did a young Tom Cruise dance around in his undies?
Pass, man.
Okay.
What first man on the moon would have celebrated his birthday today?
Neil Armstrong.
Who is the best lead singer of Van Halen?
I like Hagar.
What? All right. All
right, let's go over your answers. Who was the best lead singer of Van Halen? You said Sammy Hagar. That's wrong.
It was
David Lee Roth.
It's an opinion question. It can't be
obviously,
wrong.
Obviously.
No, he's right. He got that one right. It's whatever he likes.
It's wrong.
That's what you asked him. You can't ask opinion questions and tell me they're wrong.
It doesn't matter.
He didn't win.
Ask the question.
Still.
Yeah.
All right.
That's wrong.
Terrible.
What first man on the moon would have celebrated his birthday today? Neil Armstrong. You were right. In what movie did a young Tom Cruise dance around his underpants? You had no idea. It was Risky Business. Actually released 37 years ago today.
37
years. In what Lebanese city was the massive explosion yesterday? You were right when you said Beirut, and the largest salmon weighing in at 97 pounds.
Damn.
Was indeed caught way up north.
Way up north.
North to Alaska.
Way up north.
North to Alaska. North to Alaska. Go north for us, she's home.
Hey, that salmon, did they return her to her husband after?
Oh, pow! Gotcha!
I would fed it
an entire village, Chris.
Oh. Village? Like Manitic? That's a village.
What?
Is it?
Did you have a stroke?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
I know.
Thanks,
anything
Martin.
You just said.
Sorry, buddy. I made a fish.
Hey, guys.
Oh, sorry. I hung up on him.
Why'd you hang up on him?
Because I thought we were done.
I made a fish joke. I don't know why I didn't follow that one along. And then you said village, and for some reason, I'm always confused why Manotick is called a village.
Oh, okay.
Because when I know it is it though? What's technically a village? It's a lovely place. I like Manotick a lot. I don't think it is because people just choose to call things. I think you just name it whatever you want.
Well, there's
so it sounds cuter, so you call it a village.
Because it's not a city.
It's not a city.
I know it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not big enough to be a town.
A town.
It's not big enough to be a town.
No, the town would be
a borough.
There's tons of towns. The town of Metcalf. Town Metcalf's smaller than.
But there's also hamlets, villages. Like Jason said, borough.
I think you can just pick. I think you can just call it whatever you want.
Just whatever sounds best.
I think there might be a number to be qualified as a city, but below that, I'm pretty sure you can just pick what you want to be called. I'm just sorry. I got sidetracked. I'm sorry.
All right.
Congratulations on losing.
Yeah. You got 3 or 4 out of 5, depending on your opinion.
Yeah.
A village is a clustered human settlement or community larger than a hamlet but smaller than a town.
All right. Well, fine. Is there numbers attached to it? Or just I know we're way off track here, but I'm just
I don't know how if I could care about anything less.
The Biggs and Barr Show. With 30 deeds done dirt cheap.
If you want to see the video of us walking around Mooney's Bay cleaning up the poop, it's on the Facebook page, Shay. We posted it there.
Good times.
Today is a deed that's going to take the full month of August.
Yes.
We're going to do it every day.
Every day we're here.
Yes, that we're here. And we got a message from Martin. And we actually ended up calling Martin after and talking to him about it. But Martin has had a really rough go the last
couple weeks or so.
With COVID and then he's had some health stuff in his family. And he's just having a rough time. And he asked if we could leave him an inspirational message. And we said, we'll do one every day for the whole month of August.
Sure.
So we're gonna call Martin. We've told him not to answer his phone every day.
Because we want him to save the messages so he can listen to them anytime he wants.
Yeah. Now, I think Martin is aware because he's listening to our show. He likes our show a lot.
Yeah.
And we don't really do overly cheesy stuff, but we're going to try.
We'll try our best.
We're going to try to balance this by being inspirational, but also having a good time with it. And we hope you appreciate it, Martin. So please don't answer your phone so we can leave it.
If he answers the phone, we won't do this anymore.
Is it done?
Yeah.
We're done with you.
Yeah.
So, and by hopefully, doing this on the air every day, we're also hopefully inspiring some of you as well that are having a tough time. With whatever life throws at you.
Does he have a voice message?
I don't know.
That would be easy.
Imagine it just rings for eternity.
All right.
Okay. Oh.
Martin Hurley.
Okay.
I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Okay. Jason, you want
After leaving a message, you can hang up.
Yeah.
Music good, guys? Music good here? Music great?
Yeah,
right?
The music
I like
is
it. Fill it, though. Fill it. I want to feel it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll start with one. We'll see. We may not leave more than one every day, but.
For today, we'll. Hi, Martin, by the way. It's the Biggs and Barr Show.
In life, happiness is a matter of perception. Some choose to stay unhappy about having everything, and some choose to stay happy with the little things they have.
Wow.
That's very accurate.
That's nice. No, it's true. I thought that was a good one.
When you see footage from like some of the tougher parts of the world where people don't have a whole lot, they seem really happy.
Yeah.
You know, they generally do. All right, I got one. You ready?
Yeah.
Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You only make yourself angry.
It's true.
You let others make you angry. You don't have to. You can let it go.
That is one of those easier said than done.
Of course. A lot of them are. They're
this is a long message. We don't want to fill up this whole message.
Is that all we're going to do?
You got one more?
I don't have one.
Okay, fair enough.
Hey, I got one to end it here, then fine. You will succeed because most people are lazy.
Did our boss Adam send you that one?
No, he might have said it.
All right, thanks, Martin.
Yeah, have a good day, buddy.
We'll hope that inspired you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, you can hang up.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I got to be honest, this will be tough for the whole month.
There's millions of terrible quotes on there. Just go on Facebook.
Yeah, but I want to be good. Like, I want to give them actual nice quotes.
I'm serious. And I find quotes that we don't make us want to throw up, but are also in that genre of inspirational. Yeah. Right? Hey, it's a deed, man. It's not always easy.
Like, life is a highway. I'm going to ride it all night long.
Something like that.
Okay.
The Biggs and Barr Show with Pasty Jamie. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9 on the Capital of Rock.
Shay 106.
Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us any question you want. We'll answer it 762-555. You can call if you want to. 750-1061.
What is the most boring show you ever attended?
Like concert or just show in general?
I guess show. I don't know if it was the most boring. The most bizarre one was when I bought my ticket, my wife tickets to see Mamma Mia.
Okay.
And I'm like, take whoever you like, meaning not me. And she's like, I want to go with you. I'm like, you could take a friend. And so I ended up going with her. And everyone was standing, dancing, clapping, singing songs. And I was sitting down because I didn't know what was going on. And then I smelled a foul smell.
Oh, is this where the old man saw himself?
Yeah. And there was like a guy two rows behind me. And I thought he had had like a bad fart. But then I turned around to see him get up out of his seat, walk a few steps up the aisle, and then turn around and come back because he had already pooped his pants.
Oh,
and there was
nothing
he could do about it. And he just sat down. And on top of all the singing, dancing, and ABBA music, there was those old man poo smell for the entire time.
Oh, my God.
So I guess it wasn't boring, but it was the worst show I've ever
been. Quite eventful.
Yeah.
The dishwasher is empty. Why can't my kids just put the dirty glass in the dishwasher instead of leaving it in the sink? Because your house is like my house. I have a magic counter and a sink top. If I put something on the counter or in the sink, it vanishes. It's clean. Yeah, yeah. It's a miracle. It's magical. So you keep cleaning it and yelling at them as opposed to just making them clean it and not yell at them. I bet you that's the strategy.
I have a dishwasher,
yeah,
but we do the dishes by hand every day.
What?
Because my wife insists that the dishwasher we have, it's not the best dishwasher.
Yeah,
it was
there
when we moved in. She insists that it does not clean them well enough, and so she would have to wash them by hand afterwards.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Sounds like fun.
Until I get a new dishwasher.
Yeah.
Even though I have a working one, I will be washing them by hand.
Don't waste money on a dishwasher. Get a magic sink.
No, your wife does the dishes.
They're amazing. The best sinks in the world. If you guys were a band, what instruments would each of you play? I'd probably be the drummer because I like banging things.
Yeah, that's true.
Jason's the low key of the group, so he'd probably be the bass. Not because he's the least talented, it suits your personality.
I love the bass.
And James would plug in the wires.
Yeah.
Just drums and bass. That's who
it is. Yeah, they're a drum and bass band. Jamie would be a good lead singer. Have you heard him belt that out? When James gets going?
I get going.
Yeah.
Can't stop me.
Oh, boy. When was the last time you laughed so hard you cried?
Oh, I don't know, but definitely on the show.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. What was I laughing so hard that I couldn't stop
laughing?
You
couldn't even speak.
No.
I don't remember.
When was this? Sorry.
A couple weeks ago. You remember Chris couldn't speak and you and I had to continue the conversation?
Yeah, I couldn't talk. I had to shut down.
I don't remember.
They happen so often, I can't tell the difference between the two.
You're saying you make me laugh till I cry so often?
Yeah.
That's not accurate. I don't remember what it was about, but a few weeks ago. That's so sad, eh? I don't know.
Well, it just means you're laughing at a lot. That's
all right. All right. What were the Teletubbies? It was a television show for children. Is that what? Or like, what were they?
Oh, I thought they were aliens.
Were they aliens?
Something like that.
Demons?
They're tubbies.
They're just tubbies? Chubby guys?
Do you remember their names? There was Tinky Winky.
Yeah.
And Lala.
And Poe.
And Poe. Who was the other one?
Why do you know this?
My kids used to watch them.
Tinky Winky, Nala, Poe.
Lala.
Lala. Skidamarink? Nope.
No,
that's Sharon Lois and Bram.
Yep.
Skidamarink.
Then there was the sun with the face in it.
Yeah.
The baby face.
Yeah, that was the creepiest thing about that whole show.
Huh.
It was the baby face sun.
Oh, it's going to bug me.
It shined way too bright. Like it would melt your face.
Are you looking up the name, Chris?
I'm trying to find the character list.
Dipsy.
Dipsy.
There was Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, and Poe. Yeah.
Did they have any like personality traits? Like when you think of the Care Bears, it'd be like Happy Bear, Grumpy Bear, whatever their names were. But
I think they were all happy.
I imagine they did.
Did they have any, like, was one the prankster? Like, was Lala the prankster?
Like, I think you think I invested more time in it rather than just putting the DVD in for the kids.
Yeah.
Like, I think
the only show weirder than Teletubbies was
In the Night Garden.
Yeah.
with
that was one of the
with the helicopter that would yeah. I've often said
I nailed if that. You wanna, that was the best impression I've ever
it's
done.
Pretty good.
Come on, the fart jet or whatever the thing
it
is.
It was a helicopter.
The balloon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's literally what it did for like 5 minutes on the show. I've often said if you want to be a gazillionaire,
yeah,
just have a couple beers with your buddies. Think up some ridiculous ideas and turn it into a child's television show, yeah, and it'll fly. Are you laughing at what you just did on the radio?
What did you do?
No, like he was making like of a children's show fart helicopter. He was making the noise and the motions.
I'm laughing that I was actually genuinely proud of how well I did that impersonation.
You walked away from the microphone. You threw your hands up in the air.
Like, that's what I aspire to. Like,
hey, Chris, you know what?
That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question
Time. CAGZ-FM is Shay 106 in Ottawa.
On your radio, on the Radio Player Canada app, and on your smart speaker.
Shay 106.
Well, it does it for us today. We thank you for tuning in. Always taking entries for the 30 deeds done dirt cheap. We'll get as many done as we can, even over 30 if we have time.
Text deed and the deed to 762-555 or go to shay106.com and email us.
And we got to thank the good folks at Canada Ford for helping us out with that. I just hope that they remember our friendship when those Broncos come rolling out. Because I really like that Bronco.
They look pretty cool.
They look nice. All right. Anything else we got to mention, boys? Or we're thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow type stuff.
Yeah.
And we're going to kick off a what, James?
2 hours of nonstop rock.
How many?
Two.
Two?
Yes.
2 hours.
2 hours.
Of?
Nonstop
rock. Wow.
Whoa, the Big Zimbar Show.
Want to do a little pre-question?
Okay.
Did you guys see that stuff about Marty Jannetty?
Old wrestler.
A wrestler from the 80s and 90s. He claimed on Facebook that he killed a man in the early 70s.
Yeah.
When he was 13. Supposedly a guy tried to sexually assault him. And he said it's the first time I ever made a man disappear or something like that.
Yeah, so the key thing there, first time.
The first time, Marty Jannetty. I guess the biggest fame from the wrestlers would be from wrestling was the Rockers.
Yeah, when he was paired up with Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid.
Who went on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels threw him through the barbershop window, if you remember. And then the Rockers broke up.
Is that what broke him up?
Yeah, yeah.
And then
Marty Jannetty broke some necks in the ring, I know that.
Yeah, and he didn't kill a guy or broke a guy's neck.
Yeah, he broke a guy's neck.
Now apparently he murdered somebody behind a bowling alley or something.
When he was 13.
So police say they're looking into it, but they have other cases that are more important than a made-up story by a wrestler from the 1970s happened.
Still living by the script, eh, Marty?
Yeah, he is.
It's still real to me, damn it!
762-555. Text us any question, any topic, right?
Shay 106.
Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo, text us! 762-555. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us any question you want to 762-555 and absolutely any topic, and we'll give you the answer you need.
Would you fellows prefer an English muffin with peanut butter and jam or a bagel with cream cheese?
Bagel with cream cheese. 100%.
I don't know. I like a nice English muffin. Not usually with peanut butter and jam. You know what's good on an English muffin? Cheese whiz.
Mm. Yeah. Well, cheese whiz is good on basically anything. My wife turned me on to the cinnamon raisin bagels with cream cheese. You think?
Oh, really?
You think, no, I'm not in it. I'm not into it. No. I know. Oh, yeah, you guys don't like raisins.
No raisin.
I forget. You guys are stupid.
I don't mind, but it's weird. I don't mind a cinnamon raisin bagel because
I do.
Oh.
Because they're not really that many raisins.
Yeah, because they're delicious, right?
You give me a butter tart with raisins, I'll throw it back at you.
I would rather have if I was going to go cinnamon, I'd rather have a Cinnabon.
Oh, a Cinnabon.
You mean Cinnabon?
Not Cinnabon.
I could have a cinnamon bun or something like from Cinnabon.
I don't care how it's spelled. I don't care how the company pronounces it. Nobody says, let's go to Cinnabon.
Everyone says that.
No, they say, let's go to Cinnabon.
Everyone.
Everybody.
What kind of drink would you usually get?
Everybody says they're going to Cinnabon.
What kind of drink would you usually get if you went to like McDonald's?
What do you mean, what kind of drink would I get? I get a coffee.
Okay, never mind. You're not going to pronounce like
What were we trying to say?
It was nothing because it was going to contradict what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay. So you're stupid yet again. Stupid about raisins, stupid about Cinnabon, anything else?
But it's called Cinnabon.
Yeah.
But nobody says Cinnabon. Let's call it Cinnabon.
Yeah, but you don't say, hey, give me a large Cokie.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you're saying that it's called Coke.
I don't know what you're saying right now.
He's saying that you say Cinnabon wrong because it is Cinnabon. And
it's the store name.
Yeah, and you
but
say
nobody
Cinnabon.
Says it that way.
Yes, everyone
except
no
I,
one
that I know.
No one
except you says that.
Cinnabon.
Cinnabon.
Well, no stop saying it like that. Cinnabon.
It's not.
That's what. Okay. Let's just walk. Let's do when COVID's a little. Hey, people are in the malls. We're gonna go to a mall. And we're gonna ask people what's that place called.
And they'll say Cinnabon.
No, they'll say Cinnabon.
No, they won't. Are you gonna go get your groceries at Foodland?
What are you talking about?
But how do you not realize what I'm talking about?
Because you're changing words.
So are you. You're changing the spelling.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Cinnabon.
How do you spell bun?
How do you say cinnamon?
Cinnamon.
Okay. Cinnabon.
Yeah, but you're saying Cinnabon. Like a cinnamon bun. That's what you're trying to say.
Can we move on?
No, it's infuriating.
What is something that everyone looks stupid doing? Someone is
arguing over the pronunciation of cinnabon.
There is something I'm
like flossing. We all look stupid flossing.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to see something on like the back of your leg.
Yeah.
You're trying to look at.
Okay.
Like, you never look cool doing that.
Uh huh.
I don't know what else. What else does everyone stupid doing?
Trying to scratch their own back.
Right.
Like with their hands, not just. Okay. I just go out to a corner of a wall, right?
Are squirrels just rats with bushy tails? Absolutely.
For sure. Yeah. But they're adorable. A little different,
but they are rodents. There was that one outside the building here. It was a squirrel, and we thought it was like a huge rat.
Yeah, because it didn't have...
Yeah, but then we saw the way it walked, and we're like, oh, no, it's a squirrel. But we didn't know what happened to its tail. We're getting some contributions from the texters.
Okay,
762-555, and they're saying it is definitely Cinnabon.
I know how it's spelled, and I know how the company wants you to say it. But that's like saying people say Nutella.
Yeah, that's
nobody
wrong.
Says Nutella. Everybody says Nutella, but it's actually Nutella, but nobody says it that way. Just like it's actually Cinnabon. You're the only person in the world who says, can I have some Nutella? I hate to break it to you.
I even did research on it, and there was a commercial for Nutella, where they pronounced it both ways to satisfy both people.
Even though the company says Nutella. It has nothing to the name has nothing to do with nuts,
which is weird because it's a hazelnut mix. Yeah, it should have to do with nuts. And it's the same with Cinnabon. Yes, I know that's how it's spelled and how it's supposed to be, but nobody says Cinnabon when you're in a conversation. Everyone. Like, let's go get a Cinnabon.
No, let's go get Cinnabon.
That. No one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever has said that.
Let's go get McDonald's. Yeah, two out of three people in this room say Cinnabon. So you're lost.
You just 66%. Do it to make me angry.
No, we can't. We're trying to make you better.
Because we're not
trying to make me better.
Like, that's all we ever
do. Who are you to make me better?
If you said, hey, let's go get Cinnabon,
you arrogant ass. Who says that?
We're trying
to make you better.
We're trying to make you better in life.
Thank you.
Pronounce words so that people don't look down upon you.
You know what, Chris? On this show, we build our friends up.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Take a lesson.
I'm done.
It's an answer question time.
Hey, Biggs and Bar Show, good morning to you. We got to close the show every day for the month of August with an inspirational phone call to a listener of ours who asked us for one. We thought we'll do it every day.
Sure.
Make sure Martin's doing okay.
So we're giving him a call right now. He's not supposed to answer his phone because we're supposed to leave the message on his machine so he can have them.
Yeah.
Keep them.
So we'll see if he...
Although yesterday ours was fairly long-winded. I don't know.
We may want to tighten her up today.
We may have filled his inbox.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Us long-winded? I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, never.
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 Never happened.
The phone tends to ring.
The phone does tend to ring.
No, like a long. I guess he could just send it directly to.
I do love this music you've chosen.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's like very peaceful.
It's like the closing scenes after like a football high school movie. Is that what it was? This is what it
no.
is?
No.
Oh. Martin Hurley.
There you go.
Hey, Martin.
All right, Martin.
After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
Thank you. Thanks for the helpful info.
Hey, Martin, it's the Biggs and Bars Show. Just calling to let you know we're thinking about you again today. We hope you're doing all right. Okay?
Yeah.
The quote for today, do you have a quote? Or you...
No, I didn't have a quote.
Okay, I got a quote for you. Here's your inspiration, Martin. Find someone who knows that you're not perfect, but treats you as if you were.
Okay, that's nice.
That's a good quote. No, isn't that good?
Okay. Yeah, it's a good quote. That is a good one.
Not really. I don't know if it's fitting to a situation, but I might already have found somebody. But,
yeah. We should leave him with like a little earworm or something to make him feel good for the rest of the day.
Okay.
You got one?
I got one here, yeah. Okay. You're the best. Oh. You're the best around.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. What are you doing today? What? Are you just trying to like slap me in the face as many times as possible?
Oh, because he plays that for you?
That's my song.
Oh.
You don't share my song,
from
Martin.
A Karate Kid, but
it's my song.
Okay, I have another one. Let me dig one up here.
Well, you gotta hurt me to help others. Huh? That's what you're doing? We could have just helped Martin without you hurting me at the same time. Sunshine.
Better.
On my shoulder.
It's a great song.
Yeah. Makes me happy.
A little more low key, but you know.
We hope the sunshine today makes you happy, Martin.
Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry.
Fact.
Yeah, because you're driving and it's squinting and it's annoying.
It can make you sneeze too.
Stupid sunshine.
Yeah. Are we still playing?
No. You can hang up the phone. Have a great day, Martin. Okay, yeah, buddy? We'll call you tomorrow. Good?
Yes.
All good.
All right. Well, we're done, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
And maybe come back tomorrow a little smarter.
Maybe I'll bring you a Cinnabon.
I'm going to throw handfuls of raisins at both of you all morning.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
It's weird. In the last week or so, we've had a few people reach out to us. One for our Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. And one just in general asking for advice during Instant Answer Question Time about finding love.
Right.
Right? About they're having trouble dating. They, you know, had this one guy said for 3 years he was single, remember? Three years he was out there trying.
Couldn't find the right one.
Especially during COVID, it's got to be tough, right? Yeah. I mean, you just can't go to the same place you could go. But there might be something, a new matchmaking trend.
Yes.
That might help these folks out if they haven't tried it yet.
It's called... genital matchmaking.
Yeah.
What?
Where you get plastic surgery on your nether parts.
Yeah.
So it matches up better with your partner's nether parts. Either a man or a woman can have it. I've been doing some research.
Okay.
So if the, let me see how I can say that. If the garage is a little too big for the car.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Then you can maybe get a bit of a smaller garage.
Right.
And
wait, it might be a small car, though. It might not be the garage's
fault. Well, that's
fault,
the thing.
Right? Like,
garage might be fine, your car is too small, then they can give you a bigger car.
Right.
Like
an
SUV.
Or the car might be too big for a little garage, and they can either open the garage up a bit, like give it a second door.
Uh-huh.
A bigger door.
Yeah. There's already a second door.
Yeah, there is, but it's not.
It's usually a smaller door.
It doesn't actually connect to the other garage.
No,
I don't know
if doesn't.
People know that.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure that's not.
Because you don't want to. Anyway.
See, I thought maybe, you know, to help people dating, because that doesn't help people dating, because they have to be with somebody.
Yeah, yeah. You would have to, like, this is a whole procedure.
Right. But maybe what they could do is they could just measure everybody.
Oh, I see.
And then have, like, a database. Where you could like, oh, your genitalia matches with this person,
right? So like, if I go to get something from Canadian Tire,
right,
and I want to make sure it fits, I click on the specs, right?
Yeah,
and you can see
exactly
the measurements.
Yeah,
okay, that makes sense.
Because what a colossal waste of time it would be if you spend like, say, I don't know, how long do people wait now? Like two dates? I don't know how long do people
wait? End of dinner.
Yeah,
or
snack. All right. You know what I mean?
Like sometimes still half the popcorn's done in the movie.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
As soon as you can find it.
Sure. Let's say these people are a little more
respectful.
Okay.
So you waste 2-3 weeks dating to find out that, I really like this person, but then you're junk. Right. It's like, you know, trying to put a, I don't know,
sledgehammer
into a keyhole.
Like it's just, if you go to Home Depot and you see a nice vanity for your powder room, and you're like, oh, that's amazing. But you get it home, it just doesn't fit.
You can't get it through the door. You can't get it through the door. You know what I mean? So
So that's a good idea.
I think it is a spec sheet
on your genitals.
I think it's a better idea.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, we're pretty smart, you know. Sometimes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Taking money out of the.
Make a match, make a make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch.
And taking money out of the doctor's pocket, but you know.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Saving money for the common person.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's who we're for. The common person.
That's right. Right.
The Big
World Potato
Show.
Day.
Yeah,
is coming up. And then you're like, why would I care about Potato Day? Well, first of all, how dare you? Potato's the greatest thing in the world. In every form. There's not a bad form of potato. I don't think there's any way potatoes are served that are not delicious.
Some people are on the fence on scallop potatoes.
I'm not a big scallop potato guy. Like, I don't hate it. Like, if there's scallop potatoes, we're like, oh, I wish you made something else, but I'll still eat them.
I think they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. Like, I don't
potato salad. You're not a huge potato salad fan.
Not a huge potato salad.
I love potato salad.
I love it.
Like a red skin potato.
All forms.
Potato salad. Yeah.
We've talked about this before, brought up by you good folk, but it's coming up on the 19th. We're going to do something with, you know, the 30 deeds done dirt cheap and potatoes. And if you don't know what the 30 deeds are, we're doing 30 deeds for August because we've been here almost a year and we want to give back to Ottawa, all right, for the kind.
Being nice to us.
Being nice. So this just happened to be a potato story in the news. We're a guy getting some attention. I don't think he's the first for doing this. I don't even know why people care, to be honest. But
I think it's because of what he thought it was.
Yes. So here, we'll play the audio for you. And I figured if you've ever been this stupid.
This tastes bad. Ew. This is not a pear.
It's a potato.
So he thought his potato was a pear. He was eating a raw potato.
He was drunk.
Yeah.
What kind of potato was it?
Probably like a light-skinned potato.
There are pears that are similar in color, maybe to like a darker, not a red potato.
When
but
a
like
Yukon a, gold goes a little green,
maybe
it was a pear.
Well, he's drunk, right? So it's just relatively the same shape. You've never done anything drunk.
In fact, I know a person who has been sober who ate an onion like an apple.
Yeah, exactly.
He's sitting 8-9 feet from me.
I knew it was an onion, though. I wasn't confused.
Yeah. You weren't drunk. You did it on purpose.
I did it because I'm a badass.
Did you notice?
Bad stomach.
Oh, yeah.
I almost died.
Didn't you eat like five packs of gum? Notice, though, what took him to notice that it was a not a pear was the taste, because a unripe pear
feels like a potato,
and it would be almost harder than a potato.
Yeah.
We have discussed many times on this show the pear eating window is about 30 seconds. Like, a pear goes from being way too firm and
not ripe,
rotten. You literally have... probably a 30 to 45 minute window to eat a pear.
There may not be
and enjoy it.
Enough time
to eat it before,
before it goes bad.
Like your last bite might be a bad bite.
It's always saggy. Yeah. You have to like pull it apart at the end because it's already gone bad because it's just too fast. It's too fast. Yeah. Pears
it
are
you in despair.
A perfect pear.
In despair.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But to find one, it's literally like finding a leprechaun. Like, you're just never going to do it. So give up on pears. Let's all eat potatoes.
I found a perfect pear in you two.
Thank you, Jamie. Yes.
I really wish your computer was working and you could pay attention to other things instead of thinking up stupid puns all morning. But I guess we got what we got, right?
You're way better when you're distracted by a computer.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Health officials encouraging us all not to drink hand sanitizer. Apparently becoming a bit of a problem in the United States. Speaking of our friends in the United States, we have some decent news from the main man, the Donald, regarding COVID-19. He's actually been pretty vocal this week on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he's been lots of
what did he say yesterday?
Here, he said it's just going to go away. Here, look.
What's the reality? Going away now. It'll go away. Like, things go away. Absolutely.
Yeah. So regarding coronavirus,
going away.
It'll go away.
It's going away.
Like things go away.
Like things go away. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
As almost as
when asked when do you think it'll go away, he said hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So small talk.
Hopefully sooner rather than later. It'll go away like things go away.
Yeah.
And he dropped this one the day before.
I think it's under control. I'll tell you what.
How? 1,000 Americans are dying a day.
They are dying. That's true. And it is what it is.
It is what it is. That's another great one.
So it'll go away like things go away. Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah.
All of those comments, though, accurate.
They are accurate.
But
they're also comments that you yes, would make
of
to, like,
yeah,
if your wife had a friend and you were at a party and they introduced you to her husband and you had nothing else to say,
yeah,
those are things you would
it's
say.
Or the weather. Yeah,
yeah, it is
not,
what it is.
Not at a press conference from the president.
Do you think that guy knew how to pronounce one of the most famous landmarks in his country? Do you think?
When they gaze upon Yosemites, towering sequoias.
Having a tough week.
So you're talking about Yosemite National Park?
Yeah, that is. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Or Yosemite Sam?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. Or it's a new group of sexual deviants, and I'm not sure what they do. I'm not sure what they do, what Yosemites are guilty of, but it's something.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, right? So,
yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it'll go away.
You know,
how is that the leader of the most powerful country in the world?
Like, we live here in Canada. Yeah. Like, I don't really care all that much. I don't care about his politics, whatever.
I do. It affects us up here, man.
No, but like,
it affects the whole world.
He's an idiot. He's an idiot of a human being.
Yeah. He's a horrendous human being.
Yeah.
He's an awful person. Yeah.
I saw
when I say I don't care about politics, it's like I'm not conservative or the liberal side
of it.
You know, like, I'm not one or the other. Like,
no.
If you're doing a good job, great.
Yeah.
But he's not.
He's a horrendous human being. Like the most
on a personal level, You can't argue with some of the numbers, obviously.
Sure.
But I was watching a video where a guy spent a lot of time with him doing The Apprentice stuff.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, you know, he's not dumb, but he's not smart. He's at a weird man. Like, he doesn't laugh at jokes. He says he doesn't have any affinity for music at all. And he said, I've never seen anyone like that.
You can argue about issues and political strategies and stuff all day and have either side. But for me, what matters more to a leader is whether or not they're a good human. And I would actually follow them into, you know, like, you're not always going to agree with your leader. You're just not going to have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But do you trust that they're trying to do the good thing for your country and your people? He is not.
No, he is.
He is a horrendous
human. And now he's
being.
Back. He's reeling, right? Because he's like, geez, less than 100 days.
Whatever.
Till he wants to get reelected. He is reeling bad. He lost his presidency with the corona.
Yeah.
And now he's
because he bet on it going away, and it hasn't.
Yeah.
It's getting worse.
But it will go away.
All right.
Like, things go away, Chris.
Yeah, this is going to go away.
And
it's fine.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. It is what it is. Well, you know who we'll get, though? We'll make pay for it. Those Yosemites.
Yeah,
we'll get
those, pay for it.
Look at those sons of bitches.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
Fire. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
They've already defended themselves.
Yeah.
Text any question you want. We'll answer as many as we can. 762-555.
What tips or tricks have you picked up from your job or past jobs?
What do you mean tips or tricks?
Be nice to management and compliment them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially when, like, your review is coming up.
Someone's calling you an anti-dentite.
You're an anti-dentite.
Well, that person's an idiot.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Muppet and why? Oh, are we including Sesame Street, like all the Muppets, or just from the Muppet Show?
From the Muppet Show.
Muppet Show?
Because Kermit was on both, right?
Yeah.
Well, you two are basically Stadler and Waldorf.
That's rude.
That's very typical.
Grumbly.
Well, you're Fonzie, critic. For sure, you're Fonzie.
No,
he's Beaker.
It's a comment. If Beaker and Fonzie had a baby, that's James.
That's me.
You mean Fozzie Bear?
Yeah, sorry. It's Fonzie's
I wish I was.
Hey.
I am the Fonz, too.
Yeah. Sorry, Fozzie, or whatever his stupid name is. Do we ever figure out the name of the giant Muppet?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, many times.
What was his name? Sweetums.
Sweetums.
Yeah.
Can I be Sweetums, please?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Sweetums.
All right. Question about getting rid of squirrels.
Okay.
My roommate recently lost all his pears on his pear tree and an assortment of vegetables around the garden to this fat chungus of a squirrel. Some days I feel it makes eye contact and mocks us until we come outside to chase it off, yet still comes back. Any advice?
Yeah, you're going to have to trap it.
Trap it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what? You just want
to
shoot it?
Drive it to like a very far away location and release it.
Okay.
That's all.
And then he's got to be just, you're telling this guy to do what we mocked Jamie for doing forever with the turtle. Yanking this squirrel out of his environment.
But the turtle wasn't bothering Jamie. This squirrel is eating this person's vegetables.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Pears are fruits.
Yeah. He said fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. And an assortment of vegetables.
Oh, okay. I was looking up Chungus.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon character.
Yeah, I never heard the word Chungus before.
They want to see Chungus? That's Chungus.
Yeah, that's exactly what his squirrel probably looks like.
That is a Chungus.
Do you guys have any cute pet names for each other? Well, now Chungus. Chungus, for sure. Yeah.
Sweetums.
Yeah, yeah. I made up a great one for myself yesterday just out of
making
fluke.
Up your own nicknames?
Oh, you were with me. We were talking about he wanted to borrow my helmet, motorcycle helmet for his wife to ride last night. And I said, yeah, sure. I go, but I have a big head. And he's like, you don't really have a big head. I said, I have a long noggin. And I thought, what a sweet pirate name that would be.
Long noggin?
Yeah, Captain Long Noggin.
Christopher Long Noggin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, anyways.
Are you boys into fried bologna sandwiches? Yeah, I like a fried bologna sandwich, sure. Mostly when I'm camping.
Yeah, nothing wrong with some good fried bologna. Nah,
it's great.
It's basically just a hot dog smooshed.
It's a flat, big flat hot dog. Yeah, that's all a fried bologna sandwich.
When is Miss Connections making a return? Good question. Probably next week.
Yeah, I mean, we did one. They're few and far between because of COVID, right? No one's really going out, but I guess people are going out again.
Yeah, we can get them in there. That's a terrible thing. Idea to do that squirrel.
What's that?
I'm not going to read that.
No, don't.
No, no. But teaching to swim in a pail of water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't sound nice. It doesn't sound nice at all. Okay, here's a long one. Ready? Three cool radio hosts going to a music store to buy a record. We each pick up a record that's $10 each. They pay for the records, and then after they pay for the record, the cashier says, "Oh, I made a mistake. If we combine all these three records, it's going to be $25." So each guy says, "Well, your honesty, keep $2 and give us back $1. So each guy now has paid $9 for the record. What is 9 times 3? The $2 they gave the cashier, where did the last dollar go?"
I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah. No idea.
Yeah, we're done.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Trying to play a little towns around town.
You give us a call, 613-750-1061, and you guess the town we have in mind.
Which one did you decide on?
The one Jamie said.
The one I said.
Okay.
Yeah. First hint, it's not Arne Pryor.
There you go.
First hint.
Nothing again, wrong with Arne Pryor, but usually we get that's the first guess.
If you're new to towns around town, we just pick a little town around Ottawa.
Or a suburb.
Yeah. An area in the listening vicinity of this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to guess what it is. So our first guess is always, people always guess Arne Pryor every time.
So 613-750-1061 have a guess.
It is not Arne Pryor.
No.
It is always our first hint.
And it is a suburb today.
Okay.
It's got its own sign.
I don't know if it does.
I'm there often. At the description of it.
Oh, okay.
And it says it's a suburb.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't you fight about it more? Why don't you figure it out?
Just because your computer is broken, you can't look things up. You
know, I can't do anything.
Like you would look up the right stuff anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, good morning. What town around town are we thinking about?
Kempville.
Not Kempville. No.
I wouldn't call Kempville a suburb.
No,
I would
call
it its own town.
But thank you.
Yeah.
It would be more north than Kempville for sure.
Yes, north of Kempville,
the town around town we're thinking about.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, for a little sure more north of Kempville.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, good morning. What town around town are we thinking about?
Is it Gloucester?
It is not Gloucester.
Ooh, no,
it is not Gloucester.
All right, guys, thanks.
Oh, no problem, man. You have a great day.
It's kind of warm though.
Oh, it's warm.
No,
it's cousin.
He's warm. Yeah,
he's warm.
Oh, he's warm.
No, the town isn't warm.
No, it's not. But its cousin is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You are
know what I'm
correct.
Saying?
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Or it's sun. Hi, good morning. What town around town?
Is it Stittsville?
Is it Stittsville?
Not Stittsville.
No.
I don't think I'd call Stittsville a suburb either, unless it's a suburb of Kanata.
It's a suburb.
It's pretty far out to be called a suburb, isn't it? Wouldn't it be its own town?
It is its own town.
And I drove through it this morning.
Stittsville's its own town
if you're going
town?
No. Well, if you're not going by, like, mayoral candidates, then no.
Right.
But
I lost, I'll give you another hint.
Oh.
I lost a lot of money in a town very familiarly named to this town around town.
A similar one, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, good morning. What town around town are we talking about?
Me?
Which town around town?
Barrhaven.
Barrhaven.
That was last week. Barrhaven was last week.
No, yeah, that was last week.
It's east of the city.
Yes, some would say the newer version of this town was sinking.
Yeah.
Well, they just gave that just away. Why don't you just serve it up on a platter? Hi, what town around town?
Hi, I say Rockland.
Oh.
Not Rockland.
Oh, shoot, sorry.
Thank
oh,
you.
Shoot.
Yeah. See, I didn't give it away.
No.
Ella, she wasn't listening. Hey, good morning. What town around town?
How about Greeley?
No, it is not. Nope. It's not. It's
not Greeley.
New Greeley is sinking, and I don't want to.
Yeah. Doesn't fit.
Doesn't work. It doesn't work. Doesn't.
No. There's only one that fits.
Hi, good morning. Which town around town?
Hi, would it be North Gore?
No.
North Gore is sinking in, and I don't want
to. No.
Not that. Sorry. I'll have to go with another guess.
I hear the ladies in North Gore are fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
Gores.
Yeah,
they're Gores. Good morning. What town around town?
It's Orleans.
That's right. Hey, look at you, smart fella.
How did you guess?
Second town around town I've won.
Oh, wow.
Aren't you? You're
a man around town.
You're a regular cartographer, aren't you?
That's right. I try to go by your head.
Okay.
Yeah, you're smart. What's your name?
Tyler Clouseau.
All right. Thanks, Tyler. Hang on, okay? All right. You got your name on the wall, champions, and you're in our draw for our secret sack. So congratulations.
Good old Orleans, eh?
Yeah, good old Orleans.
I'm in Orleans often.
Well, you're an East Side boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I head out there. They got a nice, like, if you're looking for big box stores, they got a nice strip of all the old big box stores all lined up, back to back to back, you know?
Yep.
In there. And what's the little spot just south of it? What's the little town south of Orleans? Why am I blanking?
I don't know. Like south of
Vars? No. Is Vars? No.
Well,
what's the
Vars
one?
Is, no. Well, it is south of it if you're being. Russell is also south of it.
Yeah, Russell's like too south.
Carlsbad. No, Navin. You're talking about Navin's
Navin.
Right.
Navin. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, okay. It was in Navin at a garden center that day. Lovely spot.
Yeah, Robert Plant.
Yes, that is the name of the garden center.
Yeah, pretty
sweet.
That's
a great name.
Yeah, totally makes sense.
I forgot that was the name. Anyways, congratulations, Orleans, on winning. So was it named first? And then when they made New Orleans, they were just like, hey.
Must have been.
Yeah. That's just, I love when they just named spots new something. Yeah. Like, just way too lazy to make up a new name. Ah, where'd we all come from? York? What do we call this place? Oh, New York. Yeah, that's a good idea.
It was actually called New Amsterdam at first.
I know, don't wreck things with facts.
Sorry.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Have you fellas had your rectal ozone therapy yet?
Pardon?
Wrecked him, damn near killed him.
He is a
learned doctor. I don't know what doctor of what. He may be a doctor of philosophy. I have no idea.
Or education.
Maybe he's a proctologist.
But, apparently, and I don't really know how you would do it.
I'm not sure how he says the simple technique.
Is it the same thing that Trump suggested at the start of the outbreak where you would...
injecting yourself with sanitizer?
No, you would sit down with your legs akimbo and let the sun go in your butt.
Well, he just said they're doing stuff with UV light or something like that.
Right.
Ozone is different than UV light.
No, I know, but is it of that...
Well, I'm not sure. Well, do you... Yeah.
Like, where do you get ozone?
Do you have to parachute pantless and just try to catch ozone?
Oh, okay.
Like, how do you...
Well, you can generate...
Imagine the flapping, hey?
You can generate ozone. Like in those machines that clean hockey equipment.
Oh, right,
and
okay.
And take the smell out. That creates ozone somehow. It's above my pay grade.
So I'm reading about it.
Okay.
The mayor, who is a doctor, they say he's a doctor, like an actual medical doctor.
Right.
He said it should be applied to the anus of the symptomatic patient of COVID-19 a few minutes a day in different sessions.
A few minutes a day? Multiple sessions.
Yeah, it should be, you know, to your posterior.
Like right
how
on
much,
the old,
how much,
like right on the balloon knot?
No, they say it's very easy, very fast with a thin catheter. So I guess they're like, whoop, whoop,
hey,
whoop.
Hey, nothing going that direction for people that aren't familiar with it is fast and easy.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Wow.
What do you mean, well,
it's
what?
It said a thin catheter. We're not putting a paper towel roll there.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying the comfort and the... I mean, probably after a week, you'd be so used to it. Just be like, all right, go ahead.
I mean, men go for exams all the time for their prostate. And I don't see how this could be. Maybe you could do, kill two birds with one stone if you had the COVID.
You got to put birds and stones in there, too?
No, you've misunderstood.
What's going on?
You misunderstood.
What kind of clinic are you trying to get me to go to?
Good one.
Yeah. So the ozone, so is it like liquid? Is it a gas?
Oh, I was trying to see, but it doesn't say.
It's just like an energy.
What do you mean, just an energy?
So like lightning emits ozone. Yeah. So they would have to create like a lightning.
Ozone is somehow a thing. It's a physical thing.
Why would you need a catheter then if it's just an energy?
Yeah, just
it must
energy.
Be a liquid.
No, but like, I don't know. They have to create it somehow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why? You're looking at me for answers. I don't hear any coming out of your mouths.
You brought up a point. You said it's an energy.
Well, it is.
Like, it's by lightning.
Like, I know lightning can create it. Like, I've had my smoke detectors go off when I've had a door open when a lightning strike is.
It's a liquid. It's a liquid.
It is a liquid. Okay. Yeah. That's how they would use it.
Liquid ozone.
Liquid ozone, yeah.
In a catheter.
It's not someone running around in a thunderstorm with a mason jar trying to collect energy.
I know that. Thank you.
I just dangle some of those crystals that they sell at the flea market.
Is what I was trying to think of.
Hey?
Like an electrical current.
Line your underwear with the crystals they sell at flea market.
That'll get it. Yeah.
If you want your energy.
That'll get it.
Or go collect the fireflies in a jar.
Oh, those poor fireflies. What a terrible way to go.
Thanks.
Like Rudolph.
I guess it hasn't really been done anywhere other than maybe this guy's house in Brazil.
It's not even a thing.
Well, it is a
thing. Just
the
guy inviting people over so he can put stuff in their butt.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's what it seems like.
I'm out.
And he gets away with it because he's a doctor.
Because he is being made fun of, like, sort of globally.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What?
It's time for Auto What. We got 5 questions. You have 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass and come back to a question if you don't know the answer. But your first answer for each question is the one that counts. And you got to get them all in.
We have Roger on the line.
Roger.
Morning. How you doing?
We're good. How you doing?
Not bad, man. Not bad.
You a trivia guy? Like, do you go to trivia nights at bars and stuff? Or no?
I haven't gone to the trivia nights, but I like trivia.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, okay?
Thanks, man.
All right, Roger. Your time will start after I ask the first question. What U.S. state has over 3,000 rivers and over 3 million lakes?
Alaska.
What brand of peanut does the late, great Mr. Peanut represent?
Planters.
What does the SPF on sunscreen stand for?
Dash.
What artist was known for painting Campbell's soup cans?
Andy Warhol.
Is pineapple a top 5 pizza topping?
Yes.
What does the SPF on sunscreen stand for?
Shoot.
Okay, let's go over your answers.
Shoot.
All right, Roger, is pineapple a top 5 pizza topping? You said yes. That is incorrect.
It is not.
Not.
No way.
No, there's no way. I personally don't mind it if there's one there. If there's 3 different types of pizzas or a second one, I'll have one as a dessert pizza.
Is this another opinion thing? Like,
no.
Have you done your research?
That's a fact.
Jamie has not looked it up.
Puffies.
In his mind.
Have you been asleep the last, like, 4 Ottawa's that we've done?
What do you mean?
Let's find out if Roger won.
We can't ask opinion questions.
Sure we can.
What artist was known for painting Campbell's soup cans? He said Andy Warhol.
He's right.
He's correct.
Yeah.
Well, good job. I would never have known that.
What does the SPF on sunscreen stand for? Roger said shoot. That is incorrect.
That is not.
It is sun protection factor.
Sun protection factor.
What brand of peanut does the late, great Mr. Peanut represent? He was correct when he said planters. And the U.S. state that has over 3,000 rivers, and over 3 million lakes is indeed Alaska.
Way up north
to Alaska.
Way up north.
North to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north for us, you song.
But you didn't win. Sorry.
Sorry, Roger.
Well, I tried.
Yeah, you did, man. Yep. You did. We thank you for playing, buddy, okay?
All I can do, man.
Yeah, have a good day, guys.
You too. So I did some research to actually answer your question.
How about the pineapple on
it
the
is
pizza?
It is not.
Of course not. Yeah.
It's not even a top 10.
No, wouldn't be.
So you got bacon, sausage, onions, mushrooms, pepperoni. That's your top 5.
Yeah.
Just making sure that we're backing our questions for a trivia question. No, not your opinions. Keep your opinions out of it. This is a factual trivia contest.
All right. I'll make note for tomorrow.
Okay. Very good.
Don't, I can tell by your face you're going to do five opinion questions.
No, tomorrow. I would never. I would just, never. Just because. I wouldn't sully the contest. I love this contest.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, it's a great contest.
Well, then treat it with some respect, please.
I did.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
Maybe a little pre-question?
Okay.
Did you guys see that stuff about Marty Jannetty?
Marty Jannetty, yes, the old wrestler.
A wrestler from the 80s and 90s. He claimed on Facebook that he killed a man in the early 70s when he was 13. Supposedly a guy tried to sexually assault him. And he said it's the first time I ever made a man disappear or something like that.
Yeah, so the key thing there, first time.
The first time, Marty Jannetty. I guess the biggest fame from the wrestlers would be from wrestling was the Rockers.
Yeah, when he was paired up with Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid.
Who went on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, well, Shawn Michaels threw him through the barbershop window, if you remember. And then the Rockers broke up.
Oh, is that what broke him up?
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
Marty Jannetty broke some necks in the ring. I know that.
Yeah, and he killed. He didn't kill a guy. Or broke a guy's neck.
Yeah,
in the
broke a guy's neck.
Now apparently he murdered somebody behind a bowling alley or something.
When he was 13.
When he was 13. Yeah. So police say they're looking into it, but they have other cases that are more important than a made-up story by a wrestler from the 1970s. Yeah.
Still living by the script, eh?
Yeah,
Marty?
Yeah, he is.
It's still real to me. Damn it.
762-555. Text us any question, any topic. Right.
Shay 106.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us any question you want to 762-555, an absolutely any topic, and we'll give you the answer you need.
Would you fellows prefer an English muffin with peanut butter and jam or a bagel with cream cheese?
Bagel with cream cheese. 100%.
I don't know. I like a nice English muffin. Not usually with peanut butter and jam. You know what's good on an English muffin? Cheese whiz.
Mm. Yeah. Well, cheese whiz is good on basically anything. My wife turned me on to the cinnamon raisin bagels with cream cheese. You think?
Oh, really?
You think, no, I'm not in it. I'm not into it. No. I know. Oh, yeah. You guys don't like raisins.
No raisin.
I forget. You guys are stupid.
I don't mind, but it's weird. I don't mind a cinnamon raisin bagel because
I do.
Oh.
Because there's not really that many raisins in.
Yeah, because they're delicious, right?
But you give me
they're
a delicious. Butter tart with they're raisins, sweet. I'll throw it back at you.
I would rather have a... If I was going to go cinnamon, I'd rather have a Cinnabon.
Oh, Cinnabon.
You mean Cinnabon?
It's not Cinnabon.
I could have a cinnamon bun or something like from Cinnabon.
I don't care how it's spelled. I don't care how the company pronounces it. Nobody says, let's go to Cinnabon.
Everyone says that.
No, they say, let's go to Cinnabon.
Everyone.
Everybody.
What kind of drink would you usually get?
Everybody says they're going to Cinnabon.
What kind of drink would you usually get if you went to, like, McDonald's?
What do you mean, what kind of drink would I get? I get a coffee.
Okay, never mind. You're not going to pronounce, like...
What were we trying to say?
It was nothing, because it was going to contradict what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay. So you're stupid yet again. Stupid about raisins, stupid about Cinnabon, anything else?
But called Cinnabon.
Yeah.
But nobody says Cinnabon.
Yeah, but you don't
Let's call it Cinnabon.
Yeah, but you don't say, hey, give me a large Cokie.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you're saying that it's called Coke.
I don't know what you're saying right now.
He's saying that you say Cinnabon wrong, because it is Cinnabon. And
it's the store name.
Yeah, and you
but
say
nobody
Cinnabon.
Says it that way.
Yes, everyone
except
No one.
Except you says that.
Cinnabon.
Cinnabon.
Well, no. Stop saying it like that. Cinnabon.
It's not.
That's what okay. Let's just walk. Let's do when COVID's a little weak, people are in the malls. We're going to go to a mall. We're going to ask people, what's that place called?
And they'll say Cinnabon.
No, they'll say Cinnabon.
No, they won't. Are you going to go get your groceries at Foodland?
What are you talking about?
But how do you not realize what I'm talking about?
Because you're changing words.
So are you. You're changing the spelling.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Cinnabon.
How do you spell bun?
How do you say cinnamon?
Cinnamon.
Okay. Cinnabon.
Yeah, but you're saying Cinnabon. Like a cinnamon bun. That's what you're trying to say.
Can we move on?
No, it's infuriating.
What is something that everyone looks stupid doing? Someone has
arguing over the pronunciation of Cinnabon.
There is something I'm
like flossing. We all look stupid flossing.
Yeah. Trying to see something on like the back of your leg.
Yeah.
You're trying to look at.
Okay.
Like, you never look cool. Cool doing that.
Uh huh.
I don't know what else. What else does everyone stupid doing?
Trying to scratch their own back.
Right.
Like with their hands, not just. Okay. I just go out to a corner of a wall, right?
Are squirrels just rats with bushy tails? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
For sure. Yeah. But they're adorable.
But they are rodents. There was that one outside the building here. It was a squirrel, and we thought it was like a huge rat.
Yeah, because it didn't have...
Yeah, but then we saw the way it walked, and we're like, oh, no, it's a squirrel. But we didn't know what happened to its tail. We're getting some contributions from the texters.
Okay,
762-555, and they're saying it is definitely Cinnabon.
I know how it's spelled, and I know how the company wants you to say it. Yeah. That's like saying people say Nutella.
Yeah,
nobody
wrong.
Says Nutella. Everybody says Nutella, but it's actually Nutella, but nobody says it that way. Just like it's actually Cinnabon. You're the only person in the world who says, can I have some Nutella? I hate to break it to you.
I even did research on it, and there was a commercial for Nutella where they pronounced it both ways to satisfy both people.
Even though the company says Nutella. It has nothing to the name has nothing to do with nuts,
which is weird because it's a hazelnut mix. Yeah, it should have to do with nuts. And it's the same with Cinnabon. Yes, I know that's how it's spelled and how it's supposed to be, but nobody says Cinnabon when you're in a conversation. Everyone. Like, let's go get a Cinnabon.
No, you'd say let's go get Cinnabon.
That. No one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever has said that.
Let's go get McDonald's. Yeah. Two out of three people in this room say Cinnabon. So.
Yeah,
you're lost.
You just 66%. Do it to make me angry.
No, we can't. We're trying to make you better.
Because we're not
trying to
angry.
Make me better.
Like that's all we ever.
Who are you to
if
make
you,
me
if
better?
If you said, "Hey, let's go get Cinnabon,"
you
someone
arrogant
would go, what?
Ass. Who says that?
We're just trying
to
get
make you better.
We're trying to make you better in life.
Thank you.
Pronounce words so that people
it.
Don't look down upon
thank
you.
You know what, Chris? Goodness. On this show, we build our friends up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Take a lesson.
I'm done.
It's an answer question time.
Hey, Biggs and Bar Show, good morning to you. We got to close the show every day for the month of August with an inspirational phone call to a listener of ours who asked us for one. We thought, we'll do it every day.
Sure.
Make sure Martin's doing okay.
So we're giving him a call right now. He's not supposed to answer his phone because we're supposed to leave the message on his machine so he can have them.
Yeah.
Keep them.
So we'll see if he...
Although yesterday ours was fairly long-winded. I don't know.
We
may have filled his inbox.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Us long-winded? I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, never.
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 Never happened.
The phone tends to ring.
The phone does tend to ring.
No, like a long. I guess he could just send it directly.
I do love this music you've chosen.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it's like very peaceful.
It's like the closing scenes after like a football high school movie. Is that what it was? This is what it
no.
is?
No.
Oh.
Martin Hurley.
There you go. All right, Martin.
After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
Thank you. Thanks for the helpful info.
Hey, Martin, it's the Biggs and Bars Show. Just calling to let you know we're thinking about you again today. We hope you're doing all right. Okay?
Yeah.
The quote for today, do you have a quote?
No, I didn't have a quote.
Okay, I got a quote for you. Here's your inspiration, Martin. Find someone who knows that you're not perfect, but treats you as if you were.
Okay, that's nice.
That's a good quote. No, isn't that good?
Okay. Yeah, it's a good quote.
That is a good one.
Not really. I don't know if it's fitting to a situation, but I might already have found somebody. But,
yeah. We should leave him with like a little earworm or something to make him feel good for the rest of the day.
Okay.
You got one?
I got one here. Yeah.
Okay.
You're the best. Oh. You're the
best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. What are you doing today? What? Are you just trying to like slap me in the face as many times as possible?
Oh, because he plays that for you?
That's my song.
Oh.
You don't share my song,
from
Martin.
The Karate Kid, but
it's my song.
Okay, I have another one. Let me dig one up here.
Well, you gotta hurt me to help others. Huh? So you're doing? We could have just helped Martin without you hurting me at the same time.
Sunshine.
Better.
On my shoulders.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
A little more low key, but you know.
We hope the sunshine today makes you happy, Martin.
Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry.
Fact.
Yeah, because you're driving and it's squinting and it's so annoying.
It can make you sneeze too.
Stupid sunshine.
Yeah. Are we still playing?
No. You can hang out the phone. Have a great day, Martin. Okay, buddy. We'll call you tomorrow. Good?
Yes. Yeah,
all good.
All right. Well, we're done, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
And maybe come back tomorrow a little smarter.
Maybe I'll bring a Cinnabon.
I'm going to throw handfuls of raisins at both of you all morning.
The Biggs and Bar Show.